For decades, gun rights advocates have pointed out what this headline from 2013 says. Gun control facts. Existing gun laws would reduce crime, but these are not enforced. This was a huge national push from the NRA and others back in the Clinton years when in 94 the so-called federal assault weapons ban was passed that banned scary-looking guns. Even anti-gun academics determined a decade later when it expired that it had no effect on crime, but it was pro-Second Amendment folk who pointed out that just enforcing laws we already have would have an effect on crime. The city of Dallas has announced it is going to be only the second big city in Texas to begin reporting all Class C misdemeanor municipal court guilty or no contest pleas of family violence to the state for inclusion in the National Crime Information Center database used to conduct background checks for firearm purchases. Kudos to Dallas Morning News reporter Sharon Grigsby for getting it right with this. This isn't part of some new restriction. It's what Second Amendment advocates have long advocated, enforcing the laws that are already on the books. Under federal law, any family violence proceeding, whether a Class C misdemeanor, a protective order, or felony, prevents the guilty party from purchasing a weapon. The old system in Dallas allows low-level bad actors to escape that consequence. Closing the loophole is exceedingly sensible and long overdue. Democrats haven't wanted to be effective on this issue. They need the violence in order to get people to go along with the complete disarming of our free people so that only government bosses will have weapons. Thank goodness Roger Staubach's daughter in Dallas has pushed the opposite. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.